Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
There's a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms over the western parts of both the northwest and the Free State. Scattered showers and thundershowers over Gauteng, Mpumalanga and parts of Limpopo, and expected to get hot in Limpopo and the northwest. Pretoria and Joburg up to 28, Mbombela and Polokwane 27, Emalahleni 26, Rustenburg up to 31 degrees.
In Parktown on Houghton Drive, a collision at St. Patrick Road, traffic is moving slowly.
Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Trade, Industry and Competition says it's concerned about the closure of ArcelorMittal South Africa's long steel business. The committee had a closed meeting with the management of the steelmaker. The company is planning to close its loss-making long steel operations in Newcastle and Vereeniging. However, government is hoping to this week finalise a deal that could save 3,500 jobs. And as summer approaches in the Northern Hemisphere, Canadians are cancelling their holiday trips to America following threats by US President Donald Trump to annex Canada and institute strict tariffs against its neighbour. The US was the top destination for Canadian tourists last year, pumping some $20.5 billion into the American economy and supporting 140,000 jobs. But that number is expected to plummet this year as Canadians cancel their travel plans to their neighbour. The relationship with America is also expected to be at the top when Canadians vote later this month. I'm Khada D'Souza, back with more news at 8.
Well, a little bit of relief, I suppose, for Bafana Bafana, who will reportedly not be sanctioned for their blunder of selecting Teboho Mokoena in last week's World Cup qualifier against Lesotho. Hugo Bruges' men won the game 2-0 to move to the top of Group C, but the problem was not picked up by Lesotho, and they missed the 24-hour deadline to report. So according to Times Live, at least, disaster has been averted. He'd been carded and was meant to serve a one-match ban. But celebrations all round last night as Bafana moved a step closer to qualifying for the 2026 FIFA World Cup with a 2-0 win over Benin in the Ivory Coast. Nigeria, they've still got lots of work to do in Group C after they were held to a 1-1 draw with Zimbabwe. Other winners across the continent include Tunisia, Ethiopia, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana and Burkina Faso. Novak Djokovic cruised into the quarters of the Miami Open yesterday with a 6-2, 6-2 win over Lorenzo Musetti. He'll face American Sebastian Corda today for a place in the semi-finals after Corda beat French veteran Gilles Monfils in a rain-affected match. Argentine Francisco Cherundolo upset 5th seed Casper Ruud, and Grigor Dimitrov beat American Brandon Nakashima. But world number 2 Iga Swiatek is receiving additional security at the Miami Open after she was harassed by a spectator during her practice. This issue comes after British player Emma Raducanu was targeted by a stalker during last month's Dubai Open, and media reports say Swiatek was verbally harassed by the spectator, who has a history of online attacks against the player. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's a Jack of Sport.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.
Whisper, turn into a scream.